Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. She responds to Leir Nishmas Aram Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Ayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis, at the end of the page, after the whole cheshbonus of the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, which part of the korban comes at which time, the Gemara says everybody agrees there's only one aisle that comes, because even though we have an aisle mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, we have another aisle mentioned in Parshas Pinchas and Bamidbar with the Musafim. It's the same aisle mentioned in Chumash Vayikra is the same aisle mentioned in the Musaf. Even though in Chumash Vayikra we're talking about Korbanos Hayoim, the Chayves Hayoim, the obligation of the day, and in Korbanos, they're mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, we're talking about Korban and Musaf, but the aisle is the same. Now the Achronim come to explain, so why is it that the Korbanos that are mentioned in Bamidbar also mentioned here in Vayikra? Why does it mention, if it's anywhere could be mentioned by Midbar, so just mention it there, not here. And this, we have two main answers. One is the Vilna Gaon quoted in the Chochmas Adam, which we spoke about in Yuma Daf Lamed Beis. There the Gaon says that Aaron HaKohen in the Midbar was allowed to do Yom Kippur any day of the year. Not only in Yom Kippur, but any day of the year. So Yemele says the Chochmas Adam, according to the Gaon, and if he does Yom Kippur on a different day of the year, which is not the actual Yom Kippur, you don't bring Korban Musaf. Musaf is only on Yom Kippur. But you bring the Korban that's mentioned in Chumash Vayikra. So Yemele, that's why it says Ayil Chumash Vayikra, to tell you that you bring it even when you do it during the year. That's what Chochmas Adam explains based on the Gaon. The Biskarov on the Rambam, he has another answer. He explains that everything in Yom Kippur needs to be done ala seid, needs to be in order. Even the things that are not me'akev, that even if you didn't do it in order, it's still fine, but lechatchila needs to be in order. So, mashenk and musaf, there's no need din to be in order. So that's the reason that ayil is mentioned, not only in Chumash Bamidbar, but also in Chumash Vayikra, to tell you that the ayil also needs to be in order. That's what he mentioned in Chumash Vayikra. So that's what Achronim explained. There's other answers. Vasem has another answer. Comes at the, and we understand very clearly now different reasons why, even though it's mentioned by Midbar, we still mention Vayikra v'choy v'sayed. But I didn't see anybody speaking about the question. If it's mentioned Vayikra, why is it mentioned by Midbar? I understand why you need to mention Chosh Vayikra, either according to the Gaon to tell me that that's a choy v'sayed, even on Yom Kippur, according to the Biskarov to tell you the order it matters. But if it's already mentioned Vayikra, why is it mentioned by Midbar? But the truth is there's a deeper question over here. Aliba de Machshava, Aliba de Kabbalah. How can it be that there will be a korban which is both Chayv HaSayyim and a Musaf? We know that Chayv HaSayyim and Musaf are two different avodas. It's brought down really in the Ariza, and I'll say the way the Shem Shmuel says the name of his father, the Avni Nezer. The difference between Chayv HaSayyim and the Musaf, as Chayv HaSayyim is the automatic kedusha that the day has. As the Shem Shmuel calls it, it comes milamalo lamata. Comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. We don't have to do the kedusha on Yom Tov so much. I mean, you have Beis Din doing it. But automatically, when Yom Tov comes, there's kedusha. What is Musaf? Musaf kayadua, v'divei Ari. Musaf means that we are doing a tosefes. We have to do an avodah. Our avodah of tefillah, of karbanos, is to add kedusha to the day. It's another level, another layer of Kedusha. That's the difference between Chayv HaSayyim and Musaf. Lashon L'Shem Yishmuel, Chayv HaSayyim is coming milamalo lamato. Musaf is coming milamato lamalo. It's going up. It's elevating the day. We need to do an avoya down here to elevate the day. So how can it be that there will be a korban, the ayil, which is both Chayv HaSayyim and Vayikra, and also Musaf and Chayv HaMidbar? How do we understand this? So I didn't see anybody speaking about this directly. But l'chora, one can answer the following, and this connects with a beautiful Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma asks that in all the karbonis, it says, l'reach nechoyach l'Hashem. The reach nechoyach, the good smell, comes before the word l'Hashem. But in Musaf Yom Kippur and Parshas Pinchas, it says, v'kraftem oilo l'Hashem, reach nechoyach. Reach nechoyach is coming after the word l'Hashem. Why the change of order? Says the Meshech Chochma, that in Yom Kippur, we don't really have so much avodah to do. It comes automatically. We're like malachim. And that's why, In the regular korbanos, we need to do an avodah. We have to do kavana l'reach nechoyach. We have to have the right mindset. And mimele, it's going to be l'Hashem. But in Yom Kippur, it's going to be l'Hashem automatically. I don't have to do that kavana. So I just have to do l'Hashem, and reach nechoyach will come without kavana, will come automatically, because the whole Yom Kippur comes automatically. So with this, we could say the following. In a regular day, Musaf and Chayv HaSayom are two different things. Musaf is our avodah. Chayv HaSayom is what's coming from above, as the Shem Shmuel explained. But in Yom Kippur, the word like Malachim, as the Mishnah Chacham says, so then the Musaf and Chayv HaSayom is the same. That's why the Ayil can be both for Chayv HaSayom and Musaf, the same carpet. And one can add to this one more thing. That who's the one who says that the Ayil is the same Ayil? That is Rebbe. And our Gemara is Rebbe. Rebbe is the one who has the Shita, that Pehemud base. That Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva. Meaning Yom Kippur does the Avodah without us doing anything. Rebbe Lishitasa is very Gishmak. He holds that the whole Yom Kippur, we don't really need to do our Avodah. It all comes from above. So that's why the Ayil is the same Ayil. The Musaf and Chavis Yom is the same. There's no need for Tshuva. This is the Pshat in our Gemara. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.